survival of the fittest. And besides, it's fun.
Outdoors with John is on the air. This is the Hunting, Camping, and Fishing Show, presented by Northwest Iowa Outdoors, the region's number one outdoor entertainment multimedia outlet. Live from the KSCJ studios in Sioux City, the phone lines are wide open. Call 239-2101 right now with your questions or comments.
Good morning, everybody. The show is brought to us by the City of Kingsley, Small Town Sportsman in Kingsley, Iowa, Dirt Road Design and Screen Printing in Kingsley, The Shooting Shop in Anthon, Iowa, the Plymouth County Conservation Board, Skyline Lodge in Perrault Falls, Ontario, Iowa Great Lakes Outdoors in Milford, Iowa, Stan's Bait Shop in Milford, and Midwestern Land and Auction in Mapleton, Iowa. And if you missed the show last week, that was kind of cool. We had Captain Chad on from with Iowa Great Lakes Outdoors, and it was kind of a good conversation. Problem is I had a lot of stuff I wanted to ask him about fishing up there on the Iowa Great Lakes, and we ran out of time. But we're going to have him back on again next week. And then the week after that, we're going to have another installment of No Stone Unturned, and we will be talking about sea kayaking, which I guess is different than regular kayaking in some way. I think the only thing I know where they're different is I've never seen an episode of I Shouldn't Be Alive by some guy that got lost on Rawson's Pond in his kayak. But anyway, all we got to do is just get through this dreadful installment this week, and we've got some good stuff coming up the next two. So bear with us. The hunting seasons are around the corner. I mean, a lot of places we've already, you know, like for your big game and that, a lot of your states like Nebraska, South Dakota and that, you know, you pretty much should have been in for your drawing for the permits that they draw for already. One of the problems I always had with South Dakota is just the crazy system that they have as far as trying to figure out who can hunt where, what you can hunt. And even the people that live in South Dakota find it kind of confusing. But the South Dakota Fish and Parks, Game Fish and Parks Department have put a hunt planner on their website at gfp.sd.gov. And it makes it pretty easy because you pop up this hunt planner and it'll allow you to select what you want to hunt. And you click on that critter and it'll show you information about the critter. It'll also show you the areas of the state that are open, because some of the parts of the state are open for antelope, others aren't. And likewise with elk. And then also with the turkey, it'll kind of describe the different turkey areas for you. And it'll let you know whether or not residents or just non-residents are eligible to hunt there. And it'll give you the license quotas and give you a result on what, unlike years past, how many people had applied and what your percentage chance of getting that are. And then also, if you keep in with that and you decide that that's something that you can do, it's an area you can do it, it will also have a link right there on that hunt planner that will take you to where you need to apply for the license. And it'll also show you what the fees are. There's also charts on there that'll show you how much in that unit is public hunting land and where the public land is and what percentage of it is private ownership. In South Dakota, I know, like, if you're going to get a big game license, if you're a non-resident, you pretty much have to put down proof if you're going to hunt private ground where you're going to be hunting before they'll even take your application for the permit. But anyway, it's a really good tool, and it really helps you sort out. Doesn't do us much good this year, but for next year, and you really got to start planning on these trips kind of a year ahead anyway. Which, when I was playing with that last night, I came across what I'm going to use for our trivia question here. What we're looking for is true or false whether South Dakota has a mountain goat hunting season. True or false, whether the state of South Dakota has a mountain goat hunting season. And the number there is 712-239-2101. And also a reminder, use that same number, 712-239-2101. If you want to call in and share an outdoor story with us, a favorite memory or fishing or hunting story, or maybe something about your favorite firearm, and we'll put you into a drawing for a 2019 Heritage Rough Rider revolver. and we will be giving that away in December. Second prize drawing on that will be a brick of 22 long rifle ammo, and third prize will be a custom duck call made by JR's Custom Woodworkings in Bronson, Iowa. And let's see, stuff going on today. Today is the second annual Pearson Golf Stock Music Festival, and it's a free event. There's going to be music, food, and vendors at the Pearson, Iowa Golf Course, and Granny Snack Shack will be there serving. So if you want to get lunch, and that's going to be from today from 4 to 8 p.m., and depends on the crowd, they'll probably run it even a little longer than 8. And last year they had a really good turnout for it, and it's put on in conjunction with Shire's Woodworking in Pearson, Iowa, and the Pearson Golf Association. And they are going to have a raffle for a 17 HMR Henry Golden Boy rifle, and the second prize on that raffle will be a custom putter Cerakoted by Shire Works of Kingsley. And all the proceeds will go to improvements there at the Pearson, Iowa Golf Course. Did we get a winner for the trivia there, Scott?
Yes, we did. Bob Stobley of Sioux City correctly said true.
Yeah, and I wasn't actually really aware that they even had mountain goats in South Dakota, let alone that they were going to have a season on them. But they gave out two permits at $290 each, which is a heck of a bargain. At $290, but it was open for residents only, and the season is going to run from September to December, and it had been closed for the past 9 years, and evidently the population had recovered enough that they decided that they're going to issue a couple of permits this year. Mountain goats aren't native to South Dakota, but according to the South Dakota Games, Fish, and Parks Department, there's a isolated population of Rocky Mountain goats that has been existed within the Black Hills since the 1920s. So, interesting. And I don't know, there can't be a lot of them. I didn't see what the total population is there, but it can't be a lot of them because I don't know, the terrain that they live in is just terrible up on the rocky cliffs and that. I don't know what's up there to eat. I don't know, goats must eat rock. Maybe that's why they taste kind of horrible. I don't know. I've tried eating goat before, and it's never went well for me.
You know, that's one thing I actually like.
Really, goat?
Yeah.
How do you cook them?
Just slow.
Yeah, baby goats or.
I don't know. I've just bought goat, and I've kind of liked it. But another thing that's good is goat milk.
Yeah, I've tried that before too. I don't know. I find it vile. But I'm not a real big milk drinker anyway, so maybe the goat milk would be.
Yeah, I'm not either. Supposedly it has less fat and less lactose, but it's nice and creamy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. They make a lot of yogurts out of that goat milk too, I think, because of that them same properties. Don't know. Let's see. What else we got going on here? Oh. And our trivia winner, I did have some elk jerky in that prize pack this morning, but somebody ate it on the way over today. But I was able to find a Buffalo Bob's peppered venison jerky stick to put in there, along with the 1 ounce copper coin. Let's see. I'm about out of the Buffalo Bob's jerky and meat sticks. Either Buffalo Bob's going to have to pony up some more of that stuff for us to give away, or we're going to have to move on to something else. I'm thinking either fireside appetizers or maybe move on to spam. They got, I don't know how many different types of spam. I mean, you've been on a spam eating rampage lately, Scott, as far as the different varieties.
Yeah, I've been trying them. I've got a few favorites, but there must be 10 or 15 different varieties.
Yeah, we could probably, I don't know, maybe spam or fireside and Anthon, Iowa appetizers.
Yeah.
Not sure which way to move on.
Yeah.
The appetizers, I think, would be a lot better. But if you're a spam eater, which I saw this, Hormel is coming out with a limited edition pumpkin spice spam.
You know, I heard that too.
But there's no actual real pumpkin in it. So they just like nutmeg and other spices to make it taste like there's pumpkin in with your Spam.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Several people have tried it, and they say it tastes like breakfast sausage.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, yeah. That wouldn't be bad.
It wouldn't be bad at all.
You know, if you like pumpkin pie for breakfast. I wonder if you made a minced pie out of that stuff.
Huh.
That might be good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we should just move on to Spam. And then part of the deal is whoever wins the sampling of Spam has to call us back and tell us what they did to eat it. Or if they did eat it, or if they just threw it away or gave it away, or what they did with it. Huh. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, that'd be kind of nice.
Oh, that'd be a great contest, yeah. Too, to have, you know, have like a Spam cooking contest. We'd be just like the big shots there where... Where is that? In Hormel, is that somewhere? Is it in Wisconsin? No, it's in Minnesota.
Austin, Minnesota.
Yeah, and yeah. they got a like this huge Spam museum up there too, and a big Spam festival.
Yep.
We should do like a little mini one here, but anyway, we could do that. But I don't know. It kind of when I seen that they didn't put actual pumpkin in it, it made me kind of think. Okay, is the pumpkin kind of like the lemon that has ceased to be a food item? Because, like lemon, when you go into the supermarket and you're going through the drink aisle, it's all of the lemonade mixes are with artificial lemon. You can't find anything with real lemon. But then when you go over to the soap aisle, all of the soaps are made with real lemon. So, not sure. That seems kind of odd to me. I saw this news item, and this is kind of controversial. I know a lot of people, different wildlife agencies, they always use, culling herds, to thinning out populations for a conservation reason. All of your states, your hunting seasons are based on how many critters they feel that they need to remove from the population to keep that population healthy. Well, in certain instances, you have certain critters that overpopulate, the hunting pressure, like what South Dakota had with their nest predators, their fur bears, the raccoons, skunks, badgers, possums, and red fox. And they extended that hunting season, or the trapping season, not hunting, just trapping only, April 1st, and they were going to extend it till August 31st, or until they hit a cap of 50,000 critters. And they met that last week. They actually closed the season August 12th. Closed the books on it. So if you're still wanting to whack some of them raccoons for the $10 bounty that the state offered, too late. But anyway, the total was 54,470 critters were turned in, which exceeded their goal of 50,000. But I think you had like that, 4,500 overflow. People didn't know that the season was ended, but they should pretty much know about it now. It was on this show. Everybody in the tri-state region knows now, right, Scott?
Oh, and by the way, latest population of mountain goats, South Dakota, yeah. 120.
Okay, well, that's going to be a pretty tough gig to hunt the Black Hills for those two guys to try to find.
Yeah, it may take them 3 months.
I think that's why the season's as long as it is. But on that South Dakota wrap-up, there was a lot of controversy on that. I think people were upset that the state was encouraging people to just kill these critters for no reason. But there was a reason. It was to help the nesting birds, the pheasants, and then also ducks, to help their populations rebound. And actually, pheasant hunting is huge. I don't know what the actual numbers are, but I would guess that the economic boon to South Dakota for pheasant hunting outdistances all the other tourism combined. Because, what else do you got in South Dakota for your tourism? You got the Badlands, the Black Hills, which are huge draws. But I tell you, the pheasant hunting there is, I think it probably outdistances. Yeah, I don't know, maybe somebody out there knows what the numbers are. Give us a call. Another way that these agencies use to control out-of-control wildlife populations is the uses of poison. And I saw this news article where the EPA reauthorizes the use of what they call cyanide bombs to kill wildlife. And it's a controversial chemical trap to kill coyotes, dogs, foxes, and other wild animals across the U.S. It was recently reauthorized by the EPA. Cyanide bombs are meant to protect livestock, although some environmental groups are calling for a nationwide ban, saying they are inhumane. And they probably got a point. You know, poisoning is, hey, eat this. But I don't know. You go to enough fast food restaurants, and they're kind of doing the same thing. I don't know what the outcry there is, but doesn't actually, most of the time it don't kill you. But they call these M44 devices, and they're a trap. They trap wildlife with the bait before releasing sodium cyanide into their mouths, and that's what kills them. The devices inhumanely and indiscriminately kill thousands of animals every year, the Center for Biological Diversity said in a statement. They have also injured people, although they didn't give any stats on the injured people. But I know, poison is definitely indiscriminate. You put it out and you don't know what you're getting. Trapping can be a little bit indiscriminate, too. It depends, what's going to actually step in there. I know, guys I've hunted with, my brother's had that problem where their hunting dog will step in a trap along the creek or whatever. But, poisoning, I know some people, they'll poison stuff in town, and that's just, that's just not a good idea. Kids pick stuff up and eat it and got big problems. But anyway, I don't know. Is it better to allow trapping or keep using poison? At least with the trapping, people got some recreation out of the whole idea. If South Dakota would just had the EPA come through, or the wildlife department go through and just indiscriminately poison a bunch of that stuff out there, I don't know. I kind of feel that the trapping's better. We should probably take our break. We're way past due on that.
Yeah, and by the way, last year in South Dakota, 200,000 pheasant hunters.
200,000.
200,000.
Yeah, that's a ton of dough.
That's a ton of dough. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1360-949 KSCJ.
This is Jesse, your local Premier Dish retailer. Missing some of your favorite channels with your current TV provider? Football season is here very soon. The best part with shopping local is we can have you installed in less than 72 hours, and we do installations on the weekends to work around your schedule. We have helped hundreds of customers get those channels back over the last month, giving them better technology, a 2-year price guarantee, and saving customers hundreds of dollars. Dish packages are the same if you call an 800 number or sign up with a door knocker who is here today and gone tomorrow. We appreciate you shopping local. If you receive a pre-approved Dish card offer in the mail or any other Dish offer, we can redeem it fast and installation in less than 72 hours. Call us today at 712-293-DISH. Check us out online at ilovedish.com or visit our store at 1711 Hamilton Boulevard. Thanks again for shopping local and supporting our local business. Call 293-DISH.
Requires credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Call for details.
Get ready for Art Center's Art Splash, presented by Tyson Foods, Labor Day weekend. It's the 26th year of Art Splash, so come for all the amazing artists, food, and kids activities that make Art Splash a can't-miss summer event. The children's stage and main stage performances are sure to entertain, with performances by The Ruralists, Little Red and the Medicated Moose, Jared the Incredible, and more. Tickets are just $5, and kids 11 and under are free. Celebrate another outstanding year of Art Center's Art Splash, presented by Tyson Foods, August 31st and September 1st at Riverside Park.
Do you need to feel more appreciated? Then you definitely want to spend this Saturday at Eddie's Tavern in Sergeant Bluff. It's Eddie's annual Customer Appreciation Celebration. This free event starts at 11 with all bikes and cars welcome for their annual ride. Kickstands up at noon. Then it's back to Eddie's for free food, prizes, and cash giveaways. Plus, your favorite bartenders. They're going to appreciate the heck out of you this Saturday at Eddie's Tavern in Sergeant Bluff for their annual Customer Appreciation Day. See you at Eddie's.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine. Well, I did have a fishing report, but I think a lot of that's just pretty much old news. Everything's the same. Just a reminder that Elm Lake and Morse Lake in Wright County, the fishing regulations have been relaxed until December 1st, which means that just go there and clean the fish out. You can use any number of poles. You can use nets, whatever you need to get the fish out of the water, because they're going to drain it down and kill it to get rid of bullheads and carp and other miscellaneous fish that they're finding undesirable. dynamite, poison, electric shocking devices, and any stupefying substances will not be allowed. So I always kind of wondered what other stupefying substances or stupefying devices would be other than dynamite.
You could, like, pour a Four Loko into the water.
Yeah. And, well, chlorine will do it. Like, just run around with bleach. I remember when we were kids, our swimming hole halfway between Kingsley and Mobile was the Midway Park there. And they would, and it's just a big gravel pit. And they would actually treat that with chlorine back then to kind of keep the algae back during the summer. And they'd pour it in there, and you'd watch the fish just jump and just trying to get out of that water as that chlorine was spreading out through it. So I suppose you could use that. But one thing you were talking about earlier this morning was those big Chicom electric pitchforks. I bet maybe that's what they're talking about, is like another kind of a stupefying device for fish.
Yeah, you know, I've heard of them using, like, remember the old crank telephones, the generators from those? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, using those.
Yeah, that's the problem with a lot of the good stories, is it's just a fine line there between a good story and evidence. So I have heard that same thing, that those work real well. But, I mean, I'm going to have to look. I mean, are they selling, like, those electric pitchforks that they're using in Hong Kong? Are those on eBay yet?
Yes, give them time.
Because I know when I was a kid, we growing up there along the banks of the West Fork of the Little Sioux River, we would go down there in the summertime, and we would wade the river and chase the carp out of the deeper holes up into the shallows, and we would stab them with just a regular pitchfork. And you could stab the old carp and just pin him right to the bottom, and it worked out pretty good. It was a lot easier getting them with a pitchfork than it was trying to shoot them with an arrow. But shotguns worked good too. But I think that was just a rumor too. That's just what I had heard. I don't know for sure, but yeah, that worked well too. So I don't know. I'm gonna have to look for one of them. That might be. I don't know if you could use them on carp, because carp, they pretty much let you do whatever you need to do them, to get them out of the water, you know, short of shooting them, because you're running into problems like if you're shooting them with a pistol or something, is shooting across, you know, public water is an illegal activity. But I don't know. That would be kind of fun, actually.
But, yeah, you've just heard that.
Right, that would probably work. I don't know that for sure. But anyway, looks like we're really out of time now. But, hey, head down to Pearson, Iowa, to the golf course, starting at 4 o'clock. It's an open music festival. They're going to have a great time down there. And, hey, leave early. The rain will be done. Play around the golf. It's like $5 a round down there at Pearson, Iowa.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.